When you think of student athletes, the phrase game face comes to mind. You face your opponents on the football field or the basketball court or the track or the lanes of a swimming pool, and you don't blink. You are there to win. Now, imagine being a part of that suck-it-up culture as you struggle with depression. The University of Michigan recently won a grant from the NCAA. They're going to launch a pilot program to increase awareness of mental health issues among student athletes. Daniel Eisenberg is here. He's an associate professor at the School of Public Health and a faculty member at the University of Michigan Depression Center. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And we're joined by Will Heiniger. He was a lineman for the Wolverines, and as he played for Michigan, he was battling severe depression. Today, he's working with this pilot program that links the U of M Depression Center, the School of Public Health, and the athletic department. Good to have you with us, Will.
Thanks for having me on.
So start with telling us, at what point in your playing career with Michigan did you start to feel clouds come in and feel that things weren't going right?
Yeah, so I think it's an important thing to note that it was a pretty short span overall. It was about 4 months during what was my, you know, the end of my freshman year, I guess, right when I moved home. So about May of 2008 through August 2008 was when I was really struggling. And that would have been, you know, end of freshman going into redshirt freshman year.
And what was that like? What was a day like? And give us a sense of what you were going through.
I mean, it was incredibly difficult, of course, but I didn't know what depression was. I didn't really know what mental illness was because it wasn't talked about growing up. It wasn't something that was discussed. So at first it was just, you know, these racing thoughts and really dark thoughts and a complete change from my outlook that I had had my whole life, which was happy and, you know, well-rounded and successful and, you know, social. And all of a sudden I just was having these really down, depressive thoughts that I couldn't figure out, but I also didn't know what was going on. So you internalize and you blame yourself and you try to figure out, you know, why am I having these? What's wrong with me? You know, why won't they stop? And then, of course, trying to succeed in all the ways I was trying to succeed at the time. It was a pretty stressful situation.
And here you were. I'm sure that it was a thrill to make it onto the University of Michigan football team. So you've got all this going for you. And I bet you really had to wrestle with guilt at the same time you were trying to wrestle with these hopeless feelings.
Yeah, no doubt. Because, again, you have your narrative of, you know, I grew up in Ann Arbor and this is a dream come true. And, you know, why do I feel like this? Where is this coming from? What is this? What's going on? You know, am I the only person in the world who feels like this? And of course, once I opened up and got help, I learned that, of course, I'm not. There's a ton of people. And, you know, it really is a human condition, a human illness. And similar to other illnesses, it's just that we didn't talk about it. But at first, I really tried to do the athlete thing. And, you know, I'm tougher than this. I'm going to beat it and I'll, you know, just grind it out. And of course, that made it way, way worse.
What cracked it open for you?
When I finally broke down, I had told my mom, but I really hadn't told, you know, many people at all. And I was, you know, still for months going to football and going to summer class and going to work and putting on my face, so to speak. And, you know, one day after a practice in August, I just couldn't hold it in anymore. And I felt the tears coming and just being overwhelmed with emotion. And I was so sick of trying to hide it, I almost didn't care, you know, anymore. And luckily, one of our athletic trainers who are there with us every day, they know us, you know, inside out, he saw me and just put his arm around me and walked me inside to our athletic counselor. Her name is Barb Hansen. And just said, you know, you're going to be just fine. We'll help you get better. But it was getting all of my care sort of under one roof and just getting medical attention for it like you would for any sickness, any illness, any injury that helped me get better.
And Daniel Eisenberg, it strikes me that was the right person at the right time with the right response. But it could easily have been back to that old suck it up, oh, you'll be okay response.
Right. Our research team has been collecting a lot of data on college student mental health in general. So we already know among college students in general, the majority of students experiencing major depression or significant anxiety disorders are not receiving mental health services. And then we've actually looked a little bit at some new data on student athletes from our newer survey, the Healthy Bodies Study, it's called. And so far, it looks like the rate of help seeking is even lower for student athletes. It's whereas for general college students, it's maybe 1 out of 3 depressed students who might seek help. It's more like 1 out of 10 among the athletes in our sample.
And I'm wondering, and I'll whichever of you wants to tackle this question, is it a matter of athletes really believing that they can't tell anyone about their feelings because the position on the team would indeed be endangered, or do they think they do? I guess what's the environment on a typical team amongst the coaches and trainers?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it's a complex question because, of course, when you're depressed, you're not thinking logically anyway. So, you know, any thought from, I'm going to get kicked off the team to I'll never play to I'll lose my scholarship to they'll think I'm weak, you know, all these things are part of the thoughts that you have, but you can't decipher from reality and tell which ones are true and which ones are irrational. But there's also the stigma, which is part of, you know, my work that I do when I do public speaking and, you know, on this project that we're trying to do is just, you know, there's no reason to be ashamed of any of this stuff. It's really normal. And, you know, I tell guys, you know, you tear your ACL, you know exactly what to do. You go to the trainer and you're going to have to get surgery and you got a lot of rehab and you get better. And it's no different, you know, with any of this. But the culture on, you know, on these teams is while you're close with each other, you're so competitive and you're all trying to be perfect. And when you're on the field, at least in football, you know, you have to be very tough and there's a way that you play. And I had to learn to separate that from taking care of myself in my life, which was just a lesson I needed to learn at, you know, age 19 anyway.
But I'm betting that this goes earlier than college, right? Does it go high school, middle school? Is that just kind of that suck it up approach and I'm tough start at the beginning of your football career?
Yeah, it was something I learned very young. Yeah.
It is something parents, I think, need to be aware of, too, as they watch their young athletes. What are you hoping to do with this program, Daniel?
Our timeline, basically, is we're developing two components of the program. One is support groups for student athletes, which we're building on existing efforts for the general student population at U of M through what's called the Campus MindWorks program run by the Depression Center. And so we're going to be tailoring those groups for student athletes specifically. And second, we're developing a few very brief YouTube-length videos that we're trying to make as engaging as possible. One of them will feature Will's story. Another will feature the story of Callie Fahey, a swimmer-diver at U of M. And so those together, but the goal of both really is it's educational as well as kind of to provide some support, some basic coping skills, the message that seeking help is okay, and this is a supportive community for students experiencing mental health problems. And so in the coming months, we hope to basically establish a model or at least a beginning that perhaps other colleges and universities will pick up on and we can kind of expand nationally with our efforts.
Yeah, and from the athletic side, you know, we believe in developing our athletes in general just as people and believe that, you know, the more well-rounded you are and really, the more your off-field life is stress-free or at least taken care of, that you're going to perform better on the field, but you're also just learning to, you know, develop yourself as a person. These are formative years, you know, 18 to 22, 23. So we want to change that culture in society, not just in athletics, that, you know, mental illness is something to be ashamed of. You know, not at all. It's a very common thing, just like, you know, some other, you know, diabetes or you name it. So from an athletic perspective, we want, you know, well-rounded, what we call world-ready student athletes when they leave.
Well, what is it like for you to talk to other students, student athletes? I know you can say to them, I was there. You know, I've been in a locker room and I know what this is like. What's the moment like for you if you can maybe see the light go on in someone's eyes?
It means everything because if you save one life, you've done amazing work and it's worth it. But you know, I was speaking out at Virginia Tech last year, and the student athletes, you know, it was, I think, 8 o'clock at night on a Wednesday, and it wasn't a mandatory thing, so I didn't know how many people would be there. The baseball coach brought me in, so his players had to be there, but it turned out to be the entire room full of student athletes, and they were just attentive and really interested and wanted, you know, we had a long Q&A session, and some of it was, how do I help my friend? You know, some of it was, how do I know, you know, whether this is serious or not? And the overall message that I get from student athletes that I do speak with is just sort of, where has this been? You know, we want to talk about this stuff. We want it. It's just life. We want to be able to talk about life with our coaches and be open and not, you know, not be, you know, sort of robotic athletes, but to be well-rounded and healthy and perform better on the field and then perform better off the field. So it's really rewarding to talk about and to see the engagement.
A lot of work to be done, and it'll be interesting, and we'll look forward to kind of seeing what you're learning as this pilot program gets up and running. We've been talking with Daniel Eisenberg and with Will Heiniger, both part of this new pilot program at the University of Michigan, all aimed at increasing awareness and understanding of mental health issues for student athletes. It's been great to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.